All aspects of life in Gaza have been affected by long hours of power outages as Israel continues to cut back electricity supply to the besieged enclave. During the long summer nights, the streets of Gaza are gripped with darkness. Israel used to supply Gaza with 120 megawatts of power, but it has cut it back to 55 megawatts in recent days. Gazans, who would hardly get anything more than 2 hours worth of electricity each day, should now rely mostly on noisy electricity generators to supply their homes and businesses with power. Gaza's solar power plant is only partially active, thanks to the fuel purchased from Egypt. The station was out of work for over 2 months due to the imposition of heavy taxes on fuel shipment by the Palestinian Authority.
The situation is miserable, and we hardly get any power throughout the day. Sometimes we have it for 2 hours, and sometimes we have it once every 2 days. It is becoming impossible for us to live under these tough conditions.
We are suffering because of these power outages. Not having electricity for long hours has paralyzed our lives. The outages have affected every aspect of our lives. We cannot have a normal life under these conditions, and things are only getting worse.
The power shortage means no more wastewater treatment. Sewage treatment plants have been dumping gross sewage into the sea for the past 3 months. Hospitals have also been forced to scale back on operations, putting many patients' lives at great risk.
This unprecedented crisis has dangerous repercussions on all aspects of life and the provision of all the vital services and all the sectors in the Gaza Strip. People don't have running water most of the time, and hospitals can't provide proper medical care. The power outages have also caused severe harm to the environment.
Home to around 2 million people, the Gaza Strip's electricity needs are estimated at 500 megawatts.
According to rights groups, power outages have been disrupting the daily lives of Gazans over the past years as Israel carries on with its crippling siege of the tiny coastal enclave. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.